From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hurricane Irma cut a deadly path through the Caribbean last week, leaving behind devastated islands before it hit mainland Florida. Experts say Irma is the biggest and longest-lasting Category 5 storm in recorded history in the Atlantic. Zletica Hoke describes some of the damage in Florida.
Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The islands are cut off from the mainland as the roads and bridges connecting them are damaged.
About 40 people have been killed, and authorities are sending crews to aid victims, restore power, and assess the damage in Florida, while the states of Georgia and Alabama brace for the arrival of the weakened storm. North Korea on Tuesday rejected a UN Security Council resolution imposing tougher sanctions and said the United States would soon face the greatest pain it has ever experienced. North Korean UN Ambassador Han Tae-song.
Instead of making right choice with a rational analysis on overall situation, the Washington regime finally opted for political, economic, and military confrontation.
The Security Council unanimously stepped up sanctions against Pyongyang, imposing a ban on its textile exports and capping imports of crude oil. In addition, security experts say North Korea is suspected of intensifying cyber attacks to steal virtual currency in order to obtain funds to avert tightening sanctions. North Korean hackers have mounted attacks on at least 3 South Korean cryptocurrency exchanges since May, according to the security researcher FireEye. The attacks include an apparently successful one where 4 wallets were stolen from the exchange in Seoul. This is VOA News. A joint study by the UN Children's Fund and International Organization for Migration details the abuse facing migrant children and young people trying to reach Europe. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Croce.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's prime minister has offered Afghanistan new methods of bilateral verification against militant sanctuaries. The country is trying to shake off the reputation it harbors militants that attack Afghanistan. Aisha Tanzim has more.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi said his country is willing to do whatever it takes to convince the world of its resolve against terrorism. He offered, for the first time, joint verification mechanisms to Afghanistan. This is not the first time Pakistan has tried to dispel accusations it has terrorist sanctuaries. The country has tried hard, but failed, for the past several years to convince the world it is taking action against all violent extremists on its soil. In turn, he demanded Afghanistan needs to do more to fight terrorism against Pakistan. Pakistan has launched several military operations to clear out militant hideouts from the northern tribal areas near Afghanistan's border. But the United States and Afghanistan claim the actions have been more focused on the Pakistani Taliban. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Kenya's opposition boycotted the president's address to parliament Tuesday as tensions rise ahead of a court-ordered rerun of last month's presidential election. In addition, on Monday, 2 prominent politicians in Kenya were arrested for alleged hate speech. The United States will stop issuing certain visas to Eritrean nationals and officials of Cambodia, Sierra Leone, and Guyana as of Wednesday because they have refused to take back deported citizens. The measures have only been imposed twice before against Guyana and Gambia. For additional in-depth coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.